take my doubt. Your kindness is
good news for the lonely hearts that break.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be back here in the Word of God. God has been so good to us. He has kept us.
Thank you very much
and
for listening.
His grace, we are still growing our
teaching ministry.
It's most of the things that we have done, but it's all through His grace and His mercy.
You can reach us.
I thank God that I can come again to bring for the good news. We are still in the book of Psalms. We're doing the Psalms of Ascent.
Join us again next week.
15 Psalms from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134. And these Psalms were sung as the pilgrims made their journey to Jerusalem to celebrate the different feasts that were celebrated yearly in Jerusalem. And these feasts, the main feast that they would be going up to would be.
Join Pastor Jonathan McLean in Abundant Life Assembly of God Church each Sunday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here on your Good News Station, WCNO.
Hi, this is Penny Cook with another moment to pursue prayer for America. No matter how things look in our country, Scripture tells us to pray, to keep praying, and don't lose heart. So would you join me now and let's pray this scriptural prayer to the God of Heaven's armies for America. Lord of Heaven's armies, turn your ear and listen. Rescue us quickly. Be our rock of protection, our fortress where we will be safe. Have mercy on us as we trust you for protection and hide in your refuge until the danger passes by. Turn America again to yourself, O God of Heaven's armies. Make your face shine down on us. Only then will we be saved. Do not deliver us into the hand of our oppressors, but according to your great compassion, deliver us. Give the command to save us and deliver us out of the hand of the unrighteous. Lord, as we seek your shelter, give your angels charge over us to guard us in all our ways. Let no weapon formed against us prosper. You have told us, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. So, Lord, God of vengeance, let your glorious justice shine forth. Cause those who rise against us and our families and our country to be defeated. Lord, cause our enemies' schemes to be turned back on them as we come against them in the name of the Lord of Heaven's armies. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for praying with me. If you'd like to know more about these prayers, you can go to pennycookauthor.com. That's Cook with an E, pennycookauthor.com. And let's keep praying for America.
And If I rise, let me rise on you. Not on all of my successes, my esteem or my pursuits. If I lose, let me lose my life. 'Cause if I belong to Jesus, the flesh is crucified. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. If I grow, let me grow in you. Wilt the seeds of wanting more, ripping pride out by the roots. And if I'm still, let me hear you speak. Not the tone of my transgressions, but the song of a redeemed. For me, thank you.
Somebody cry out, holy, 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 holy. Oh, we know who you are. Yeah. Only you are holy. You alone are holy. There is none beside you, God.
Find your way. I will love.
a place where I find you. Take me, mold me, that I might bring glory to your name. You are the King of Kings, my Lord, and I worship you now.
For great is the Lord, and mighty in power. Mercy and grace, and goodness he gives me.